Senate Bill 25 is an act to place a maximum fee for certain initial public offerings of securities.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Gail Shepik. I'm Director of Securities. Senate Bill 25, I bring it to you today, is really, it's an economic development bill, in my opinion. The way the law is now, if you have a public offering and register with our office, the fee is unending. In other words, you're charged for the total amount offered in South Dakota. Now, most public offerings are out-of-state offerings, so we don't have a lot of public offerings in South Dakota. So what people do is they, if let's say they have a $23 million offering, well, they think, well, we'll only sell $1 million in South Dakota, so they'll only register $1 million, and it'll cost them about $1,000. And so most of our out-of-state offerings, we collect less than $2,000 on them, but they sell interstate. The problem is that we have a lot of in-state offerings now, like ethanol plants. They'll be $23 million, and they want to sell to everybody in South Dakota because they'll have producer agreements. Farmers have to sign these agreements to sell corn in these ethanol plants. So you have a $23 million ethanol plant in South Dakota, it's going to cost them $17,000-something to get through up my office. And by the time they pay legal fees to get the documents drafted that meet security specifications, they're in a lot of money. And the thing is that what this bill will do is it will say that basically we will not charge you more than $2,000 no matter what your offering is in South Dakota. I realize it's a tough time with the budget crunch we're under this year, but this will not really have any major effect on how much money's going in the general fund. We only bring in about $50,000 a year off of this one fee. And over about a 30-month period, I figure we probably would have lost $30,000 if that cap would have been in place. But my theory is that more out-of-state people will pay the $2,000 fee up front rather than to try to track how much they want to sell in South Dakota. It's going to be much easier for them just to pay $2,000 and sell whatever they want. And we'll protect our in-state businesses, our startup people who haven't even poured cement yet from these high fees. And I think it's just something that it's personal to me. I think we need to help people get started. It's tough enough, you know, starting a new business, let alone pay these kinds of fees to get started. And I think in the long run, South Dakota is going to benefit. It's not going to hurt the general fund. I think that in the long term, the general fund it will actually increase.
Is there questions of Gail? If not, thank you very much, Gail. Appreciate it. Are there further proponents of Senate Bill 25? Further proponents? Are there opponents of Senate Bill 25? Go ahead, Senator. Wait.
Can you tell me approximately how last year, for example, approximately how many issuances there were in South Dakota?
Oh, I would say that maybe five or six. Mm-hmm. It's not a, like I said, we don't have a lot of initial public offerings in South Dakota, but when we do, it really stings them. So it's, you know, if we had lots of them and it generated a lot of income, you know, maybe it'd be a different story, but it really doesn't. But when it, for example, just recently Great Plains Ethanol, for example, had to pay $17,000-something, plus they had to pay $5,000-something at the federal level. Plus, they had to pay Secretary of State fees just to come to market. I mean, they haven't even started their business yet. Just had another ethanol plant. Their fee was $7,000, and that's only for a partial offering. And, I mean, their fee is going to be $10,000 if they end up selling what they want to sell. And to me, it's just not worth it. It's not worth When people, when businessmen sit around and think about putting together a deal, and they all want to, 10 people want to throw in $2,000 a piece, and you've got $20,000 in the pot, 17 of it's going to go to my office. You know, you've got to think twice before you try to put together these deals. And even on the small deals, it's expensive. So, in my opinion, I mean, overall, I mean, we have a $23 million income. This is not going to affect the state budget, but it will help small businesses get started.
Further questions? We've asked for opponents, there being none. We'll close it to committee discussion or committee action of Senate Bill 25. Senator Valesky moved to do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator McCracken. Comments on that motion? There being none, all in favor of Senate Bill 25 go on the floor with a do pass will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Hall?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye. Senate Bill 25 will go to the floor with a due pass. Senator Whiting moved to consent. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Valesky. All in favor of consent will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the same. We'll go to the floor consent.